The best word I know to describe the ruling by Circuit Judges Betty B. Fletcher, Stephen S. Trott, and Consuelo M. Callahan of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is flippant. A serious constitutional question was placed before these three judges to decide. Question: does the government have the right to disobey the law of the Constitution and therefore refuse to do what the Constitution states? Obedience to the law of the Constitution by the government is so fundamental, so obvious, so understood, so ingrained in our American way of life, it isn't even stated in the Constitution, except by that document stating it is the supreme law of the land and requiring the members of the government to take an oath to obey it. Congress has passed criminal laws to ensure compliance to that oath. All those required to take the oath do so with the greatest solemnity. It's a bunch of crock, folks, and Walker v. Members of Congress proves it. These members of Congress, and at least three members of the federal judiciary I can think of, have no more reverence or regard for the Constitution and its laws than they would a piece of gum stuck on their shoe. They scrape it off with the same disgust and disdain. Oh, they speak in grandiose terms of the Constitution in public, to be sure. But then along comes a federal lawsuit that puts the entire belief of obedience of the law of the Constitution to the ultimate test. Does the government really have to obey that law, or can they ignore it whenever they please? It's always easy to obey the law of the Constitution when you agree with it. The real test comes when you don't agree with it. Then you find out who's the loyal, patriotic American and who isn't. And none of the members of Congress nor these federal judges are. Either that law is obeyed or it is not. If the government prevails, the entire Constitution, every right, every privilege, every guarantee we take for granted as citizens is threatened, because what is being decided upon by the court is so fundamental, so basic, so obvious, that everyone presumes it will always be so. And these three judges, with apparently no problem whatsoever, devote two sentences, which were probably written in 2 minutes by some law clerk, to demolish the most basic principle of our Constitution, that it must be obeyed. What other term but flippant describes that? Some listening may say I'm overdramatic or overreaching. Okay, let me ask this. Show me in the ruling of the district court or the appeals court where there is one word that limits this disobedience by the government only to the Article 5 Convention Clause. What's to say the government won't use this disobedience tomorrow to remove your rights at trial? What's to say the government won't say next what to think, or what to vote, if voting even exists? The mission statement of the Ninth Circuit on the court's official website states, quote, "The mission of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is to provide an impartial forum for the just and prompt resolution of cases through the uniform and coherent application of the Constitution and laws of the United States of America," unquote. In its information materials to parties filing appeals, the court states, quote, "The Court of Appeals reviews final decisions of the U.S. District Court. The court looks at the district court or administrative record in the case and the briefs of the parties to see if there are any constitutional, unquote, legal, or factual mistakes."
Does allowing the government, for any rationale whatever, the right to veto the law of the Constitution sound coherent or uniform to you? How many other federal cases can you think of where the direct text of the law in the Constitution was before the court, not a series of court decisions based on that law, but the actual law itself, and a court said it was okay for the government to ignore it? To my knowledge, not one. And that approval is not considered a constitutional mistake by the court? It is not a constitutional mistake to establish the government has the right, however rationalized, to disobey the law of the Constitution? Is not a mistake not even to bother to explain why this is not a mistake, and in such detail so as to prove what I have just said is wrong? And another point. The courts draw their authority to rule from the authority of the Constitution and the laws of this land. Now they've issued a ruling that says those laws and hence that authority can be ignored. Hasn't the court nullified its own authority as well? If you can ignore the law, can you not also ignore the court that bases its authority on that law? If so, how such a ruling can be considered a coherent or uniform application of the Constitution and laws of the United States is beyond me. The court didn't bother to answer this question, nor any of the others that I have raised in appeal. It was alleged in Walker v. Members of Congress that members of Congress committed criminal acts in violation of their oath of office. It was alleged the law of the Constitution had been deliberately disobeyed by the members of Congress. It was alleged they had violated federal income tax law by refusing to obey the Constitution and call an Article 5 convention in order to block the proposal of an amendment supported by 39 states, one more than is needed for ratification of that amendment. None of these allegations were refuted by the judges. They approved all of it. They allowed under their political question doctrine that it was okay for the government to commit criminal acts in order to disobey the law of the Constitution, and such disobedience was considered by them no more than a political question for the criminals to decide. How did the Ninth Circuit justify all this? It stated, "Well, Mr. Walker lacks standing, so we don't have to deal with any of this." In short, the appeals court placed its doctrines of standing and political question above that of the law of the Constitution. As Judges Fletcher, Trott, and Callahan didn't even bother to explain any of the numerous questions I have raised by issuing a competent ruling, one that at least answers these issues in such a manner as to make it clear that my interpretation is incorrect and why it is so, then I assert my interpretation is correct. I can state this because future events in this lawsuit would ultimately prove me right. If you who are listening believe I am incorrect in my assertion that the members of Congress hold that they have the right to disobey the law of the Constitution and not call an Article 5 convention when the states have applied for a call, I suggest you go back to the text of this FAQ and click on the link that says, quote, "public opportunities to do so," unquote, and read the letter from Senator John Cornyn of Texas. Notice he says may call, not shall call. Then read the text of Article 5 for yourself. What is the actual word used in that text? May or shall? Then read Hamilton's word in Federalist 85. You'll find his words on the front page of our website. Does that language written by the man who actually wrote Article 5 suggest the position expressed by Senator Cornyn or my position? Don't kid yourself for one moment the members of Congress didn't celebrate this ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, allowing them to veto the law of the Constitution any time they wanted. Hamilton was dead on. National politicians would do anything, including committing criminal acts, to hang on to political power. For me, at least, that fact brings chills up my spine. And if you are at all a loyal, patriotic American, it should do the same. Not long ago, this same thing happened in another country. In that country, a man came to power and removed from the people their right to review the acts of their government through their version of an Article 5 convention. And because the people of that country allowed the law of their constitution to be disobeyed by their government, 6 million Jews and 50 million people worldwide paid for it with their lives. Who's to say it won't happen here?